Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Harry seems to have a new accent. He recently appeared in a brand new video, Better Up, in which some feel he sounds different. And according to speech and accent expert Emma Serlin, founder of the London Speech Workshop, the changes in Harry's accent show how he is more of the people than royal. In a classic way, Harry, he's doing what we know him to be. He's the friendly prince. He's charming. He connects with people. He is his mother's son. He is now of the people in a much more overt way. He has always toned the classic royal accent down and softened it, but previously he was much more aligned with the royal family. So he has adapted his accent to connect more with the people he is meeting and seeing every day and the people around him. Ultimately, I'm sure he would heighten his accent if he was around the royal family again, but it's really about adapting to build connections. However, Harry hasn't gone full Valley Girl quite yet. Serlin said, "In my opinion, Prince Harry doesn't sound any more American. He does, however, sound as though he has taken the edge off the received pronunciation that was very much part of his previous somewhat posh accent. There was one word, critical, where he dropped the crisp T and replaced it with a glottal stop where you don't fully make the T sound. In short, there are only a few instances in this video where he started to sound Americanized. Now that Harry hardly ever sees the royal family, not only is he no longer aligned with them in the same way, but he also doesn't spend time with them in the same way. Harry's accent now sounds much more rounded and middle rather than upper class." Piers Morgan asked Tom Bauer about his new book. "Are they in trouble now, though? Is the Sussex brand on the downward slope? A lot of American friends of mine are completely done with them, which they weren't even a year ago." Bauer replied, "This book may hasten the downward trend, over which I wouldn't be sad at all because they pose a real threat to the royal family." With all the attention on Tom Bauer's book, don't forget Harry has a book of his own, now seemingly delayed. Will he add to it? Biographer Angela Levin suggests Harry could be ready to speak out more about his family. She told Palace Confidential, "He's now so bitter and resentful that he will say what he really feels and see things that he accepted years ago as now being absolutely dreadful. I think he really wants to show his power over William because he was fed up with being the spare rather than the heir. I think he's got a lot of poison running in his blood now about what he feels about his background and his family." Royal author Christopher Anderson told the Daily Beast, "Prince Charles operatives have been scrambling for months to find out what other bombshells await, but to no avail. No one expected Harry's book to be a Valentine to his relatives, but you get the sense in the wake of the Jubilee that now the gloves are truly off." Duncan Larcombe, a royal author and former royal editor at The Sun, told the Daily Beast, "How can the royals welcome Harry back into the fold when he has effectively turned himself into a journalist? As long as that book hangs over them like a sword of Damocles, how can they be expected to extend an olive branch? Once the book is out, William will have to make a decision about what he is going to do about Harry. But he is not going to do a thing until he knows what is on every page of that book. The reality is that if, as a senior member of the royal family, you have written a tell-all book, you have broken rule number one of the royal family." A publishing source cited in a report by Page Six said the book will be out this fall and it's juicy, that's for sure. Another source says, "There's a lot of new stories in there about the past that Harry has not spoken about before, about his childhood. There is some content in there that should make his family nervous." Palace Intrigue will be right back. All this attention on Harry and Meghan have distracted from the notion that the royals may be concealing their money. The Guardian reports contents of dozens of royal wills have been kept private by judges in special hearings closed to the public. Generations of the royal family have concealed details of assets worth more than £180 million through a series of legal applications that have been granted in total secrecy. The assets are outlined in 33 wills that were drawn up by members of the Windsor family over more than a century. The Guardian goes into great detail, for example, analysing the will of the Duke of Fife, who married Princess Louise, a daughter of King Edward VII. When the Duke died in 1912, he left behind a fortune that is worth the equivalent of £79 million today. Among the sealed wills are those of Prince Philip and the Queen Mother. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favourite shows. Really helps us out. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.